KRDO News Time is 4:37. Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline, ABC's Alex Stone. And Alex, we know another variant of the coronavirus has been found in the U.S., this one originating in South Africa, cases now in South Carolina, and here we go again.
Yeah, you know, we've known about the UK variant, we've known about the Brazilian variant, some variants who were actually born in the U.S. as well, but the real worry for the last couple of weeks has been this South African variant. It is not known if it is more deadly or not, but it is believed to be much more transmissible. It's really taken over South Africa, and this is causing countries to ban travel from South Africa. Now we know two cases of the variant found in the U.S. for the first time in South Carolina, that they have no travel history. That means that it is spreading in the community. And Dr. Dan Baruch, he runs a lab that has been tracking the variants, and he says that by the time we find it, if it's community spread, well, then it's probably a lot more out there than we already know.
By the time a new variant is detected, it's already probably widespread.
Now, here's the problem. Moderna says that while its shot should still work, that the antibodies that the vaccine produces are less effective at neutralizing this variant. Moderna is now working on a booster shot against this variant. There's a study out today. Pfizer's vaccine should work, but it's less effective against this variant. Vaccine still in development by Novavax. They reported today that against this variant, that theirs, that is 90% effective against COVID overall, is only 50% effective against this new variant. So we are now moving into the realm of that it is mutating enough, trying to stay alive. It's going to keep mutating to try to outthink what we're doing, that it's mutating enough where it is making the vaccines less effective, and if it keeps mutating, could make them not effective at all. So there is some worry about that now.
Alex, when you look at, and this is Dan Koschel, when you look at the way the coronavirus is being handled as opposed to today, as opposed to last year at this time, right around this time, March being really when it really started to spread. But when you look at the coronavirus itself and all these variants, how can people keep from getting confused as to what variant is where and what's going to happen with, you know, social gatherings and those types of things?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the guidance is until we kill this thing off, which hopefully we do, and then we don't get multiple strains, like the flu, where every year you have a different strain. We don't have multiple strains yet. We have mutations and variants of the main strain. But doctors are saying really the only advice that they can give is doing what we're doing of social distancing and the mask wearing and everything that we've been doing. That's the only thing that we can do right now. They're working on the booster shot for Moderna that hopefully will protect against this new variant. And they say that they hope to have that together pretty quickly, but it's going to take months to then produce it and then get it out there. So we're a ways away from that. And you will get some protection by getting the vaccine, but maybe not the 90 to 95% protection that we thought that we were getting against this variant now. I mean, bottom line, if you get sick, you don't know what variant you've got unless you do genome testing on it. You're just sick and potentially could become very, very serious. So the CDC today is telling Americans to avoid traveling again right now. They're saying with the knowledge that the South African variant is in the U.S. and probably a lot more widespread than we know, and we know the UK variant was first found in Colorado a couple of weeks ago and then now has popped up everywhere, that they're saying the best thing that you can do is continue what you're doing and not to travel. And this is bringing up all of that double masking controversy that's going on right now. Doctors saying it could help and it may be better than wearing one mask, but they're saying wear either an N95 or a surgical mask and not just a cloth mask. So there's a lot that is now developing because of this new variant that has been much more worrisome from the beginning, now being here in the U.S. and the worry that it's probably a lot more places than we already know.
And this also comes on the heels that we could have 514,000, 100,000 U.S. deaths by February 20th. That's amazing.
Yeah, the number is quite worrisome there. I mean, today, California alone reported 737 people dead from COVID-19 today. And last weekend, on one day, it was almost 800. So even though numbers are kind of flatlining or beginning to go down of overall hospitalizations and new cases, the part of the surge that is still lagging are those death numbers, that are incredibly high and going up. And the concern now is, if this new variant, if we already know the UK variant is more transmissible and in the community, if this now gets a stronghold, which it does have in South Africa right now, and is that much more transmissible, that, you know, you go to the grocery store, you go to the airport, you go and get together with somebody, less time, less contact, and you become infected, that would mean, if in fact it is more transmissible, that a lot more people are going to get sick. And then if you take a lot more people sick, even if it's not more deadly, that means a lot more people are going to die potentially just because of numbers of a lot more people having it. So, this is a concern with the new variant being here and what it could mean to overall numbers. Already, death numbers are very high, and they don't seem to be going down yet. The hope is that they will begin going down like some of the other numbers are in most places. That'll happen here in the next week, 2 weeks or so.
No doubt. And El Paso County here in Colorado is reporting 87 new positive cases as of today and 4 new deaths in the past 24 hours. So it's definitely still in the community. ABC's Alex Stone, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
You got it. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. You do the same. Andrew, I'll tell you, this is amazing. The numbers are leveling off in Colorado, but if we have another variant that we have to deal with, that's definitely cause for concern.
Exactly. And I think the one key thing is hopefully that could help out. Obviously, we've got more companies looking at getting the vaccines developed, but also the news that Johnson & Johnson doesn't need that booster shot as well. So if we can get another company coming out with a single dose vaccine, this could help expedite the process so we're not having to worry about multiple vaccinations, getting people through two rounds, get one round and done, and hopefully have some level of protection against this virus, which is very easily mutating. But luckily, as Alex said, it won't become a separate strain like we see every year with the flu.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, you know, you got super spreader events that may be coming up in the future, like the Super Bowl, people gathering, inviting people over to watch the game. I mean, I you just have to wonder, with all the protection we have and all the washing of our hands and the sanitizer and all that, how much more we have to do and how long this is going to last, how much more into the future this is all going to be taking place.